AI is in copywriting, it's in design, it's in AI agents, it's in video editing. And honestly, the freelancers that are thriving are going to be the ones who know how to manage these tools, not just like use them and complete one task.
You would not believe how many times I hear this. I wish I had found you earlier, Emily, before I wasted money on that VA setup course. Those courses out there teach you how to pick a business name and open a Canva account. It's cute, but they don't actually teach you the marketing skills and services that pay the bills that clients are looking for. And you can Google how to set up a business, my friend. That's where Udemy School is different. In 16 weeks, you'll learn client-ready marketing, email, funnels, social, SEO, AI, and graduate with a portfolio and confidence to charge more and say yes to the client work. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th. Enroll at udemyschool.com.
Hey there, I'm Emily Reagan, and you found the Marketing Freelancer. This is the podcast for marketing freelancers and service providers who are already making an impact behind the scenes and want to take their skills, income, and business to the next level. Here, we're all about embracing the unicorn title, a full-stack marketer who can do it all, strategy, implementation, creativity, and everything in between. We're the magic makers who know how to deliver real results for clients and are ready to rise as sought-after marketing specialists. We're building a business we're proud of, working with dream clients with impact, and charging rates that reflect our work's worth. Unicorns unite.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We are doing another micro episode called Ask Emily Anything related to marketing and freelancing, .. But if you have a question, a burning question about running your own freelance marketing business, even if you're in ops or providing admin services, I would love to hear from you. You can leave a 90-second speak pipe in the link below. And I'm just gathering questions to help other people. When I started this business back in 2007, this world didn't exist. It was completely new. And so I feel like it's such a gift to give this back to community to help other men and women get there quicker, to skip all of the drudgery and the heartache and the mistakes. And we can learn so much quicker with having mentors and having a community behind us. And that's what I'm all about, being an open book, being transparent, and being really like honest about what I've learned along the way so you can skip those mistakes. So our last two episodes were both about client management. Let's jump in and see what this one is about.
As AI tools become more integrated into marketing workflows, from content creation to customer targeting, what ethical considerations should freelancers keep in mind when using these technologies? Specifically, what kinds of disclosures, if any, should marketers make to clients or audiences when AI is involved in producing deliverables like copy, images, or strategy recommendations? Should freelancers disclose when AI-generated content is used in client work? Why or why not?
Okay, first of all, I am not a lawyer here, but let me just say that you're required to disclose AI on a contract, like on Fiverr or Upwork. I think it's ethically recommended that you disclose that you use AI, especially for content, to maintain your transparency here. I think it builds trust. It helps with client, you know, expectations. It protects your reputation, and it can help with copyright issues, right? And so with that said, I am not a lawyer and this is not legal advice, but I would err on the side of always being transparent about that. However, there are some advantages and there is probably a time and place to do that. This is just such an important conversation right now because AI is everywhere. We even have a list of tools that you can get as a freelance marketer, and it's like chock full of a whole tab of tools you can use and play with. AI is in copywriting, it's in design, it's in AI agents, it's in video editing. And honestly, the freelancers that are thriving are going to be the ones who know how to manage these tools, not just like use them and complete one task. So Here's how I would frame it beyond that is I would disclose it on my intake. Like I would never put myself out there as a copywriter who doesn't use AI unless I was completely AI free, from market research all the way to ideation to drafting to copy checking. Now, there are clients who don't want that. Like they don't want their information out there. And I'm not an AI expert in that regard, but anything that's uploaded becomes fair game. But think about everyone's like lead magnets that are out there and their videos and their transcripts on YouTube. It's all out there. So I really think you should reframe AI, disclose it early, keep up your reputation, but use it to your advantage because it is your edge. Clients love efficiency because it signals that you're not wasting their time or their money. You don't want to like put any kind of seed of doubt in their brain. And you can use tools like ChatGPT, Jasper, Claude, Canva AI, Descript, Opus Clip, and you can be faster and more efficient. If you can shave off 2 hours of project because you had AI acting as your assistant, like that's a win-win. If it's the first round of copy or a repurposed video transcript, that's a win. It's taking the time to make it better and extra and more tailored to that client's business. And like they're going to really appreciate that and value that. And that's how you differentiate yourself from a virtual assistant who's doing the bare minimum. But the critical piece here is efficiency isn't always the same thing as value. Clients are still paying us for AI output, but they're paying us to be that strategist, to be that filter, to be the one who knows what to keep and what to delete and what to throw away and how to make it land with their audience and their offers, because AI just gets so much wrong. I think where VAs mess up is they are, you know, plugging it in for test projects. They are submitting it as original copy, and we can do the AI filters on that, you guys. So I think the ethical consideration is more like disclosure, yes, but also judgment. Like I had a big client and he's paying me as a CMO, but like ChatGPT is saving us time producing this copy, but we put effort and intention into a brand voice guide, into market research, into collecting pain points and voice of customer. You could take Udemy School self-paced, sure, but the live cohort is where the magic happens. You get weekly Q&As, you have office hours and portfolio reviews, and direct feedback while you're doing the work. You're not just watching the videos, you're building assets alongside other go-getters with me in your corner, and there's just something about the accountability of a live cohort. If you want accountability, community, and job leads while you learn, this is the round to join. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th at udemyschool.com. Back to the show. So if I'm creating captions with ChatGPT, I don't need to say like, by the way, all of this was generated by AI. But what I do make clear, instead, I emphasize the reverse. It's customized, it's reviewed, and it's aligned and like stamp Emily approved. So if I ever use AI for images, I just haven't had any good ones yet. I've been playing around with some of the trainings, but you have to be clear about the licensing. I think that's the biggest thing is the licensing and the usage. You know, using things in a logo that like you don't have the copyright for is what would get you in trouble. Strategy recommendations, I wouldn't pass off. AI strategy is my strategy. I think that is a sticky one. Instead, I would say, hey, I put this into ChatGPT. It suggested these trends. Here's how I interpret it for your business. I think that is the better angle there. And then that way they know they're getting human judgment layered on top. Otherwise, if you put that seed of doubt that you're just like pushing a button, plugging in and out, like that's when the confidence is kind of poked holes in. Like they're not going to be as confident in the work that you're turning in. Okay, so I do want to take a minute to answer this difference of copywriter versus AI copywriter, because it's not always about the words on the page. AI can churn all of these out. It can use different voices. It can do context and make up stories. But a real copywriter will pull in that customer data and knows how to build trust. It knows how to tell a story that converts. AI is more mimicking that, but it can't feel the nuance of the brand. And that is built over time, over a year sometimes. They don't always understand the psychology. It's a learning language model. It doesn't understand the psychology of a launch sequence or the show up sequence strategies or the subtle context that's in a testimonial. But that's where you come in as a marketing assistant. So I feel like it makes us stronger because I don't want to be a copywriter. I don't want to do that for 85 clients a week. I don't want to go through the market research process. Okay, so just to recap, so if AI is part of your toolkit, yes, disclose it. you know, if your client's not asking, I don't think you need to tell them. I mean, who isn't using Grammarly or Canva right now? You don't need this big flashing warning sign. Like, all of my stuff has AI. But if AI is doing substantial parts of your deliverable with no human oversight, I think there's where we have a problem and you owe the client the truth. And sometimes like that might be okay with them. I mean, there's getting so many tools out there that we want someone who will manage it. I think about someone who was on my team a couple years ago and I loved her to death, but it would take her 4 hours to write podcast show notes. Guess how fast AI, whether you're using Cast Magic or Captivate or, you know, Claude or like a custom GPT, it can do it so much faster. And so it's not a good feeling to be paying a human 4 hours for that. Like, I don't want her to be in her drudgery zone. And I also want to ensure that it's quality. But there's also just the level of like show notes are show notes. It's not a high converting thing. A lot of people, none of you are probably ever going to open these show notes to this episode. You know, you're not going to scroll all the way down the bottom of a YouTube caption. So it's like figuring out like, okay, AI is going to give me that like B-level effort for the B-level content or the B-level places. And then I'm going to put more of my energy into the marketing assets that are high converting, like a sales page or a promo sequence, opt-in page. I don't think clients care if AI touched the draft, but I think they care that it's accurate, it's on brand, that it's effective, that you're efficient, and they just want to know their marketing isn't cookie cutter and like, you know, delete those M dashes, those rocket launch chips, the are you ready headlines, trying to think fluff. Mine always is putting in the word fluff, chef's kiss, you know, all the AI words. Make it them, give it that level of attention. And that's why they hire you, to make sure it doesn't sound like AI. Okay. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you use it to your advantage. It's your superpower. And it doesn't mean you just get out of things. Okay. If you're doing this type of work, if you're nerding out on AI, if you are doing the freelance marketing work, you should be in our work group. It is our community for freelance marketers, from assistants all the way to marketing managers and launch managers. Just go ahead and hit the application button in the show notes. And if you need to develop the marketing services, we're adding a brand new AI module. We already have one in there now in UDMA School, and that is opening again later this month. That is opening in October for a live cohort. So go ahead and put your name on the interest list or the wait list, and we'll let you know when the doors open. All right, ask me anything. Keep them coming. These are so good. These are so fun. My advice is to, if you can make it part of your reframe and you can turn it positive, like do the PR spin on it. There's always a positive spin on it. And if you have clients who choose to focus on the negative, I don't know if you want to work with those people long term. Okay. All right. I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Freelancer. If you're ready to connect with other marketing freelancers, learn advanced strategies, and take your business to the next level, check out our Digital Marketers Workgroup. It's my exclusive membership where you'll find the support, community, and tools to land premium clients and grow your income. Visit marketersworkgroup.com to learn more, or just use the link in the show notes. Apply today. Step into your power, own your expertise, and command the rates your work deserves. See you next time on The Marketing Freelancer. Unicorns unite.
I don't want to say anything there. Sorry. Let me just like not do that. Okay, let me skip that. Let me skip that. So,
still stuck doing calendar management and inbox cleanup while clients hand the real marketing projects to someone else and then pay them more? UDMA School opens October 23rd. In 16 weeks, you'll learn the marketing skills clients actually pay for: email marketing, funnels, SEO, and even AI workflows. Class starts October 30th. Grab your spot at udmaschool.com.